Before I can speak, I want to just say something in German. Krishna Nandini, für euch, Grihastas ist das mit den Kindern, ihr registriert das nicht, aber wenn man nicht so ein Grihasta ist, noch geht es, also es geht noch, aber wenn man das nicht gewöhnt ist, dann ist es ein anderer Mensch, der spricht, und dann überlegt man sich, ja, jetzt kann ich nicht weitersprechen, das ist so in dem Gefühl drin. Also ich würde vorschlagen, wenn du jetzt ist ja Ruhe, also ist ja sehr schön, wenn du ab und an mal freudig dazwischen quieken, ist eine freudige Lebensäußerung. Aber wenn das denn so ohne Stopp geht, dann würde ich sagen, kann man sich da weiter unterhalten. Also nicht jetzt bei jedem kleinen Geräusch paranoisch werden, nicht? Aber ich denke, haben wir eigentlich, Uli, in so einen Mutterraum und so mit Mikrofonanlage und so weiter? Noch nicht, das machen wir noch. I want to say thank you today to all of you. The idea to say thank you to you was born on my birthday when you all came and sang this song. First the children. Danke, dass du geboren bist. Wir hätten dich sonst sehr vermisst. And then also how all the devotees who live on the project were singing two songs. One was in the different languages with a proper French chansonneur. And I heard Murali for the first time not speaking but singing in the sweet Danish language. I never heard you also speak Danish up to that moment. So when see, I was here and you were all there on that stage, so you most probably had one perception of the room, and I had another perception. My perception was, oh, how I'm so happy to be with these devotees. And the second perception was, or idea, experience which I had, was, wait a minute, Sachinandan Swami, we are actually a community here. We actually belong together. Oh, tut mir leid. Also das, wie können wir das denn lösen? Also das ist ja, jetzt ist mir jetzt sehr schade, dass du jetzt losgehst. Aber was ist denn da die Lösung? Die Entsagung der Mütter. Ja. Man kann ja sagen, Elias und Ramay und Vrajalila, toll, dass ihr da seid. Und Mandali natürlich auch. Elias und Vrajalila und Ramay und Mandali, ich will euch kurz sagen, wie das Programm geht. Ich werde jetzt noch ein bisschen was erzählen, vielleicht für 15 bis 20 Minuten. Ich spreche allerdings in Englisch. Und dann, wenn ich dann, da müsste man ruhig sein. Und danach dann zeige ich dir das von Indien, von Ekachakragram. Nun hab ich mir gedacht, wenn es für euch langweilig wird, während ich spreche, weil ich ja in Englisch spreche und ihr nicht so gut Englisch könnt, dann könnt ihr nach oben in die Library gehen und ein bisschen rumtoben. Oder was immer man macht. Und dann können wir jemanden hochschicken, zum Beispiel Narayani würde bestimmt diesen Service übernehmen und euch dann Bescheid sagen, wenn das mit den Dias losgeht. Also ich würde euch vorschlagen, bleibt doch so lange hier ruhig, wie es aushält und wie es nicht langweilig wird. Und so wie es langweilig wird und man dann spricht, dann könnt ihr dann nach oben gehen, was Unterhaltsames machen, auf den Händen laufen zum Beispiel, würde ich vorschlagen, oder so. Und wir holen euch dann runter, wenn es soweit ist. Gut. Krishna. So as I was thinking of being here, I really felt, oh, wait a minute, I'm here with a community. These are more than friends. A community is something like a family. In Germany, you would say, eine Wahlfamilie, a family of your choice. You have chosen to be with these people, and now they form a community in which you are. And when I met Narayani two days before the birthday, she said to me, "Wir haben schwer was eingeübt. We are practicing very intensely." You remember Narayani? And I thought, oh, this community in which you live are really placing a value on you. They think it's nice that you are here and you live here, and they want to sing now something for you, and they are even ready to practice to put something nice up, to sing it nicely. And that sent a very powerful message to me. I received two messages on this evening for you, from you. The first message is, we are a community called the Goloka Dhammis. It was a sense of identity which you had when you were singing there, you know, and not everyone was a pop man like Rajendra Kumar was not really like a go-go man, but he was trying to be part of this performance because he felt it's a community and we celebrate birthday now. This was the first message I saw so clearly. The Goloka Dhammis feel that they are a community. They feel an identity, and as an identity, they want to celebrate you. And this is the second point. I began to understand the Goloka Dhammis like me. This is something very important. It was a message, you know. They played a song which I knew. I heard that there was severe discussion if this song should be played or not, isn't it? But I thought it was wonderful because it carried emotions. It was not a dead thing. And they did this for me. So I noticed these two things. There's a community of which I'm part, and the community appreciates you, at least on your birthday. I don't want to say at least. I know that I know almost every one of you, and I know we have friendly relationships and deep feelings of appreciation for each other. And this I found was something very, very nice. You may say, Sachinanda Swami, didn't you know this before? Did you need to see that we get on the stage and say we are the Goloka Dhammis? And did you need to hear that we said to you, Hari Bol, thank you? Didn't you know this before? Are you so insensitive? And I must tell you, there is a difference between expressed affection, also Zuneigung, die man ausdrückt, and affection which is not expressed. Of course I knew that I had an individual relationship with most of you, but when you expressed it, it meant something very special to me, and I became very, moved, and I became, in fact, also identified. I thought, I'm also a Goloka Dhammi. This is something which up till now I have never felt, and that's something I have never said, because the Goloka Dhammis, it means for sannyasi something almost like the Nu Raman Retis. Nu Raman Retis is a farm in America which I visited. There are 700 devotees and 4 schools and a very nice temple room. And Nu Raman Retis is the biggest community of devotees in the world, 700 devotees, who have also developed their own styles and feelings. When the Raman Reti community, which lives in Alachua, introduced itself in the Festival of Inspiration, they had a song, it went like this. We are from Alachua. There is no GBC in Alachua. In other words, they had developed their own style and their own identity within ISKCON. A little rebellious, a little new, but still very much committed to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness. It was a distinct pronouncement, and you know, when there were many GBCs sitting next to me, because I have many friends in the GBC, but the GBC body does not always consider Sachinandan Swami their friend because he is so individual. But as friends, they all like me very much. We are discussing things like brothers should do to find the truth. So when I saw you coming as when you say we are the Goloka Dhamis, I was not always sure if I'm also a Goloka Dhami, because it stands for the Goloka Dhami. The way I understand the Goloka Dhami is he or she tries to find out his or her identity, and it's not always an easy road to find out one's identity in the movement which one loves so much, and which one also sometimes has felt so much, that there's so much room for improvement. Let me use a very polite word. To find an identity within ISKCON is a lover's quarrel always. Yes, on one hand we love ISKCON, on the other hand we do not appreciate all what happened in the past, because some of it was rather immature, I should say, and not yet ready. So, knowing well that all of you are in a lover's quarrel, or not all of you, many of you are in a lover's quarrel with ISKCON. You love it, but you also want to make sure we see things like this. You grow up, in other words, like your children who grow up and also will make a point. Yes, we love you, my dear mother and father, but we think this is, we have also our own perception of things. So, because of this journey which all of you, or most of you make, I did not always know that I'm exactly like you. Because I have a different journey. My journey started earlier than most of your journeys. My journey took me to other situations, because I'm not in the same ashram as you are. I struggle as a sannyasi to find myself identity in a movement, and I believe I have it almost. A few things I'm missing, but you are as and I struggle as a Prabhupada disciple to find it, but you try to find it mostly in the Grihastha ashram, and as a grandson or granddaughter of Srila Prabhupada. So I didn't know if I should feel like I'm also a Goloka Dhami, because our situation is different. But when you were there and you presented yourself, I should say, as a group of devotees who is very open-hearted, who has affection, who appreciates relationships. Shishi Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. And who all are around the lotus feet of Radha Madan Mohan. This should be said. This is really that's really the spiritual point, the unchangeable point, the unchangeable rock in the river of our life. This is certainly Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, our ultimate Bezugspunkt, our ultimate point of reference in our lives. So when you came on and said we are the Goloka Dhamis, and I read today the German lines of the song which you sang, then I felt I'm also a Goloka Dhami. I also belong to these devotees. I live here. I also love Radha Madan Mohan. I also believe in finding one's identity, and I believe very much in relationships. No matter what happens, that you go through relationships, because you can learn. Krishna has put you together with these people, with whom you are together. So you should stay with these devotees and understand them to be God sent to you. Then I also felt I'm also a Goloka Dhami. And as a Goloka Dhami, I want to say now something to you as Goloka Dhamis. I really feel that in Goloka Dham we have started on an experiment. It's the greatest adventure of the human civilization. It's the experiment of community. We could live outside of a community, and we could practice Krishna consciousness outside of the community. But we have made the choice to stay in the community for various reasons. One reason is that we feel strengthened by the individual members of the community. We can celebrate together. We can live together. We can talk things out together. We can grow together and mature together. That's certainly a reason why many of us have chosen community. I have chosen community at this point of my life to grow in my Krishna consciousness, because I know from my own nature, it's sometimes strenuous for me to stay in relationships when it comes down to a very, let me say, human level. Why is this so? It is so because from the age of 15, I have believed in supernatural or superhuman things. I'm a little bit, different than many people, I guess, in that thing, in that degree, or in dem Ausmaß. So, but I know if my roots don't touch the earth, I will never make it back to Godhead. And I know if I do not learn to become a detached lover who really wishes well and serves others, I will never please Krishna. That's the reason why I am in the community. It's a self-serving reason, you could say, but it's not so selfish as it might sound. I also love people, and I have learned to appreciate all of you very much. I have seen you, I have convinced myself that you are valuable personalities with whom I would like to share my my somewhat reclusive life, and I'm very happy, really very happy. I want to now conclude what I'm saying with my thank you. The thank you of a sannyasi is different than thank you of a different person. The thank you of a sannyasi is what I consider pieces of wisdom or jewels of inspiration. Also ich finde das toll, dass ihr jetzt droben spielt. Also wirklich ganz klasse, Ramay und Elias. Ihr seid Engel mit Flügeln. Und wir holen euch dann, wenn es weitergeht. Ach, das ist doch... Also ich glaube, wir kriegen das jetzt hin, dass die das... Merkt ihr da? Narayani, oder? Ich bin zwar kein Poet, das kriegen wir hin, oder? Ach so. Ja. Aber es hängt mit dem Alter zusammen. Ja, richtig. Oh, aber ich fühle... Man hat ja immer das Gefühl, wenn man will den ja nicht wehtun oder den Müttern nicht wehtun und trotzdem kann man nicht reden, wenn die rumquietschen. Also das ist ja so ein... Gut. I want to give you two types of understanding which help me to grow as a Goloka Dhammi. Two types of things. I want to first start with the sentimental thing. Sentimental, I mean it without any value. And then I want to tell you something from Ramcharitamanasa. It's about a historic meeting. The first thing is, let us try to see, when we want to have a community, yes, there will be sometimes disagreements amongst us. There will be sometimes struggles. One person thinks it should go like this. The other person thinks it should go like that. And then there is a difference of opinion. One person thinks there should be many trees in Goloka Dham. Another person thinks let's crack down all the trees, or many of the trees. There are devotees who think the standard of the deities should be still increased, and others think the standard of the deities should be lowered. There are many points where we could disagree on. But I think that as we mature as a community, we should also be able to mature in the way which we deal with conflicts, with disagreements, with points of differences. When we are in a community, these points of differences sometimes tend to take all of our energy, so that we forget all the beautiful other things which we share in common. That is, you know, the basis of many quarrels in the Hare Krishna movement is, although we agree on 95%, we eat the same things, we chant the same mantras, we read the same books, but that little 5% where we disagree becomes our world. And we think we cannot live on the same project. As long as this person is there, it is not possible. So this is something which I think is very necessary to overcome. We need to become mature in our conflicts. And what conflicts mean when they are there is we need to take the trouble to sit down and talk about it until we understand the other person and until we feel that the other person also understands me. When we have reached this, usually the conflict is gone. The moment we know the other person, that the other person understands my point of view, and the moment the other person feels, oh, he or she understands my point of view, there is no longer any conflict. It's gone. The strength or the aggressive potential the energy has left. And there are only things which we have to talk about to see how we can somehow arrange things in a nice way. On this line, I would like to tell you a little story which first appeared in a book, The Beat of the Different Drum, or The Path Less Traveled, I don't know in which one of the two, from a person who was talking about community. I believe more in friendship. Friendship is a community, or marriage is a community. And that author made such a nice point that many ISKCON preachers took up, or many of my God brothers and God sisters took up this point and started to preach about it in their lessons. Mr. Scotch Peck, or whatever his name is, became all of a sudden a devotee philosopher and got his place in the temples. He had talked about a story which helped a community grow together. It was a monastery cloister with four old monks who soon would die. No one was interested to join that community, and one day the oldest of the monk, who was also something like the abt, went to the forest to the wise rabbi to ask him for help. He wanted to have an advice, but the session with the rabbi turned out differently. They just lamented to each other that people are not interested in spiritual life, and it's Kali Yuga, or whatever they say in Christianity. And they lamented until it came time to say goodbye. And then the rabbi said, "I know one day one of you will do something very special." "Really?" said the abbey. The abbey means the abt, the leader of the monastery. And he went home, and the other three old monks, almost dying, asked him, "What did the rabbi say? What was his wise advice?" And the old monk said, "Nothing. I couldn't ask him for an advice. We were just lamenting." But at the end, when I said goodbye, he said one sentence which keeps on bothering me. I'm thinking about this sentence. He said, "One day one of us would really do something special." So all the monks went into their own little rooms, and they thought about this. "One day one of us will do something special. Could it be Brother Timothy? Or could it be so-and-so? Or could it be Brother Ram Gopal?" No, there was no Ram Gopal in the monastery. And this way, they spoke. And they thought, some of them thought, "Maybe it's me. Could it be me?" So in this way, they all talked about this, and they became open to the possibility that they were not the way they were perceived by the others. They became open to the possibility that each one of them could be someone special. And my dear devotees of Goloka Dham, this little thing is something which I know since a long time. When I do preaching, I look at people, they come to me sometimes on some pop festivals when I was very young. People were undressed, drunken, stoned, aggressive, and so on. But I knew, if I just would look at them as possible devotees, then I could make a change in the person's life. And I really trained it. when there were naked ladies coming to me, I just didn't, I only looked in the face or somewhere else. And I imagined them free from their lustiness, which made them to run naked at the pop festival. And when I saw aggressive people drinking beer, I thought them as possible, not only bhaktas, not everyone turns out to be a bhakta in the temple, but as people who found their self-value and their values in life and who would progress in Krishna consciousness. And just this vision changed the people. It's a magical thing. And I believe that this is something which we should take into the community. Yesterday I had a very nice discussion with a very nice devotee, and the devotee told me, maybe you're disappointed in me. And I said, no, why? I see you all the time as a great devotee and a great servant of Krishna. Why should I be disappointed? This is a vision which has helped me also to develop nice relationships with many of you. As you know, in the past, I was not always like this. I was very judgmental. Also ich habe Menschen beurteilt. And I could, because from the way I live, if I'm not careful, the way I live means I always preach and I always say, this should be done, this should not be done as a preacher. I mean, this is not the main point of my preaching. I'm trying to attract people. But you know what I mean to say. I could be very judgmental, but I have seen it kills me, and it kills the relationship, and it kills others. And whenever I'm back to judgmental, I see relationships fall apart. So I just to save my sanity, I have to be very careful with being judgmental. But I have seen, on the opposite, when I'm seeing people as the possibilities and I show that I trust them, my dear devotees, it's magical. The people change. First of all, they look at you and think, is he serious? Does he really mean it? Or is it a trick which he has learned in his millions of seminars? And so on. But when they understand that you trust them and that you are not judging them, they feel very safe with you, they relax, and they begin to change on their own. They think, oh, yeah, maybe I could chant one more round, or maybe I can do this, maybe I can do that. They feel encouraged. So this is the first thing I wanted to bring into this community meeting. I feel our community can learn from this. Maybe brother so-and-so will do something wonderful. Es geht noch so, Kinder, also nur schön, dass ihr schon da seid. Ihr seid wesentlich pünktlicher als ich. Ich sage jetzt noch ganz kurz über ein historisches Treffen und dann gibt's die Dias. Mm-hmm. There is something which I think we can learn from Ravana in our community. Sebastian Oxenard, da schaut ihr, was kann man von Ravana lernen? Jetzt sind wir ja sehr gespannt. You know, Shabnam Ravana is a demon. Yes, you know. And there's something which we can learn, a lot which we can learn from, of course, Rama. The search for Sita was over. Rama now knew where Sita was, on the island of Lanka. Now, Rama wanted to show that all endeavors can become successful if we look for blessings of superiors. And therefore, to show this principle of looking for divine help, Rama decided to make a puja to Lord Shiva before he would lay siege on Lanka. Lay siege heißt zum Angriff übergehen. All the arrangements for Shiva puja were completed. Only one thing was missing: a suitable pandit or purohit, a priest. Ram was thinking and thinking, and then he decided the best scholar who's available in the area is Ravan. Do you know that Ravan was the best pronouncer of Vedic mantras, the best yagyic priest who was a... Did you know this? You had never heard this? You had heard. He was so good, Narayani, that when Ravana spoke his mantras, the devatas who were called felt forced to appear on the spot of the yakya. He was tremendous. But he was not a devotee. He was a technician. Now when the army of Ram heard this, Hanuman and all, not Hanuman, but all the other soldiers, they were shocked. What? Rama will call his arch enemy, who has stolen Sita, for whom this whole war was going to be made, and he wanted to call him to be the priest? Hanuman is a faithful servant. Decided, well, if my lord and master wants to have Ravan as a priest, I will get him. And he flew over the ocean a second time to invite Ravan. And Ravan, who was a Brahmin, initiated in the Brahmin thing, he thought, well, if I'm a true pandit, I can never decline an invitation to a puja. I must come. This is the Vedic rule. Ravan came, and everyone was just, you know, Ravan looked really very beautiful, only he was a demon, and he looked demoniac beautiful. Everyone was like, but Ravan just inspected the whole place. Then he said to Ram, you have made all the arrangements, but one arrangement is missing. And because it's missing, you are not qualified to make this puja to Shiva. In the absence of your wife, you cannot do the puja. Now, the whole community who was around there were surprised. What would Rama say now? Rama smiled and said, we have invited you as our priest. We have absolute faith in you. You please now provide a solution to this dilemma. I'm turning the problem over to you. You are our priest. Ravan Rasa, you are very intelligent. He was a scholar. He know. I cannot escape this. I have come to perform the puja. Now I must provide the solution. He said, down. Ram, I can provide the solution, but only under one condition. You have to act according to the laws of Dharma.
I can bring your wife, but after the puja, you have to return her. You have to promise this. They were all speechless and breathless. They said, okay, Rama said, okay. Ravan was a king. He did not accept any fees, not even from Sri Rama. He said, Sri Rama, I know you very well. The only fee which I want from you is that at the time when you take my life out of my bones, you will stand next to me. Don't be anywhere else. I want to die when you are there. This is the fee I want. Die Bezahlung. Ram smiled and said, it will be like you have desired. Now let us do the puja. I'm totally surrendered to you. You do the puja. And thus it came to pass that Ravan did a puja for Rama, and that Rama was there at the last moment when the funeral rites of Ravan were there. He stood there when Ravan's body burned in flames. Why do I tell this to you? I want to tell this to you because this story, like no other, tells us of different levels. Yes, on one level, Ravan was the arch enemy of Rama. At least that is how he acted. On another level, however, he was a pandit, a Vedic scholar. And on another very, very, very deep and hidden level, he seemed to have known something about Rama's glories. So, the same, I feel, this understanding of different levels in our transaction in Goloka Dham, something which I want to bring to your attention. Yes, on one level we may sometimes disagree. That is natural in any community of thinking people. But on another level, there is another thing going on. On another level, we are all human. We are all devotees who want to mature in Krishna consciousness. And on the deepest level, I would say, everyone who is here is a personal associate of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. You all belong to them, at least for the time when you do service here. They have accepted you to be here. You are very dear to them. Our deities are extremely merciful, and so on. So, I really want to encourage you to take these two messages which I have as my thank you to you home. Let us view ourselves not only as the persons which we are, but the persons which we can become. And the second thing is, let us learn these different levels. The deepest level is we are all devotees of Radha Madan Mohan. We are brought together under the shelter of Radha Madan Mohan's colorful turban and Srimati Radharani's very nicely outstretched hand. And with all our differences of styles, of languages, we speak so many different languages, of characters and so on. Let us grow, and I believe then we can become a very powerful community. I had many, many devotees coming to me and saying, these were the famous Goloka Dhamis.
I said, have you heard about them? Yes, we heard about them, that they have developed a community life here, and they go together through the good times and the bad times. And they said, Maharaj, we really want to tell you, we so much want to be part of such a community, but we have not found one where we can fit, and so on. And I thought to myself, well, Krishna has not yet made the arrangements for you to find a community, but I'm sure if you start searching more, Krishna will show you your community where you can be, in a community of devotees. So, yes, I want to thank you very, very much. I have one very big plan with the community, which I will talk about in 1 year. I will take note of this day, and in 1 year I will talk about it. But if you want to know the plan before, then please visit me in Karuna Bhavan. I will not say anything, but you can come into the Karuna Bhavan and look around. And if something unusual falls into your eyes, then you might know that some personality is watching us closely and might like to desire to come in your midst. But more I cannot say, because it's a surprise. Hare Krishna. The main point of what I wanted to say is, I was really impressed when these two messages reached my heart, because they were expressed that yes, you found an identity in a community, the Goloka Dhamis. You felt like a Goloka Dhami and you wanted to express your sympathy, and I'm very, very glad for, thankful that although I have a stone-like heart, you have so kindly expressed your appreciation and your thought in a very thought-provoking manner to me, and I'm certainly very, very grateful. You will see, I will show it by my actions. We have just now spoken with Saranandi, and Bhakta, she's in with Bhakta Uli. Uli came earlier. We have arranged for a few seminars so that devotees come here in big numbers, seminars which I will hold. I know that there are also other seminars, which is very nice, but I have committed myself to give a few seminars here so that more devotees can come, and that will be good for the community and also for our treasury, we hope. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to say. Thank you very much. I have one very devotee who is close to me, and the devotee always says, I think the word thank you needs to be reinvented. It's not good enough to express what is in the heart. I feel very, very happy to be part of the community. I really saw it the first time, the community in action, when they appreciated the thank you. And I really think we should do this not only with my birthday, but with other community members' birthday. It is a sense, a very strong message, really. Previously we thought birthday is Maya, a birthday celebration. But you can also look at it from this point of view, that no, the human form of life is not Maya. The human form of life is the greatest opportunity, and the time when someone gets the human form of life is a wonderful, is a miracle for the soul. It is something which needs to be celebrated. I think no one of us wants that the cave goes. It's so nice. I think, you know, we should keep it for some more time. Good.
Now, do you have any questions to what I said, or any other questions you would like to ask, which fits in this frame? You allow me, I will just take a little water. Danke für diesen wunderbaren Tag. Wie ging das da rein? Danke, dili, dili, dili. Danke für diesen schönen Abend. Danke für diesen schönen Abend. Ihr hattet viel Vertrauen, dass es schön wird, weil ihr habt das ja vorher komponiert.
Normally, a person becomes very determined when he feels that's the only way he can be understood. We all, deep in our hearts, want to see that we are understood and accepted with our ideas. That's a deep human need. The great fear is to be misunderstood or not valued. And sometimes you need to have a forum in which you just show this one point. I understand your viewpoint. And the way to do it, you should repeat the viewpoint so good that the other person thinks, yes, I'm understood. It's a magic thing. In the old times, there was one devotee in Germany who really did not I didn't have a good communication with him. Without going into the detail, we decided to do what is called a five-step program together. We said, uninterrupted speaking time for whatever we wanted to say about the problem which was there between us. And then the other person had to just repeat what we said was our problem. And then we changed roles. The other person said his problem, and then I had to repeat what the problem was. And when this was done, this communication was done, we felt already half of the problem was gone. It's magical. You can try it in your ear, in every ear. I mean, I hope I don't say anything atheistic, but there are also sometimes points of difference. You can try it there. It's a certain process, and I believe, Gaurabhavini, you know this process, isn't it? Or you have Unterlagen. Really, I know when I did it with this person, Gaurabhavini, do you remember now the steps which you do in the mediation sitting? Or maybe Gaurabhavini can look again. It's really good. You know, the first thing, but the most important, I remember a little bit. The first thing is you hear the other person and make him feel understood. You have to make him feel understood. I had yesterday a situation. A very, very nice devotee came to me, and there was something which was upsetting him. And I told the devotee, please tell me if something upsets you. So better is we talk about it, then it doesn't go. And the devotee said to me, I don't like to talk this talk about this to you. And I said, no, please do it. It's good. And the devotee, it was a man, talked to me about it, and then I saw totally different than he told me. Totally. I thought, no, what? What? It was in a phone conversation. What? But then I thought, this will not bring us further. Then I said, okay, this is what you
see the problem. And when I went into his shoes, I could begin to understand how he felt. It's difficult for me to now explain it very convincingly, but if you are really interested, Gaura Bhavani and ist Shishtikata da auch eigentlich geschult oder ja, da könnt ihr doch mal drüber sprechen, ne? Also da kannst du mal da hingehen und da gibt's auch meistens Giriraj-Kekse. Meistens. Also ich kann dich ja jetzt nicht niemanden einladen für die ne? Das ist wirklich eine Lösung. And sometimes when you have such a relationship with someone, then you may have to do this first before and forget about managing for the time being. So just that the energy is clear again. Of course, it also means that you will also, the devotee will also see it from your point of view. That's mature conflict resolution. I saw it the first time 10 years ago. There was a master of this in Germany. He had the wolf and giraffe thing, you know. He had gone to Africa and, you know, where there were tribal people with lances, you know, one tribe attacking the other for 20 generations, only blood had flowed between them. You know, it was really a big conflict. And he got the chieftains, Häuptlinge, zusammen in this process, which is there in all mediation things, modern mediation things. And he became world known. And I was just preaching in Munich and there was this church and I thought, let me go into what is it? Mediation. Never heard about it, but maybe I can preach there. So I went into the church and I saw they were mediating and then they said, who are you? Have you paid entrance? No, I'm a Hare Krishna. I'm very interesting. Please, can I sit? And they allowed me to sit and participate in the thing. And that's when I heard it for the first time. It was when I still was with Maruha, preaching with Maruha Prabhu. So, yes. There are good techniques, but they are not just techniques. They really work. You know, they have worked since centuries and so on. It's something you can learn. It's a science. I only know a few steps of the science which are good for my preaching purpose. You know, what you do is you hear the person and you really ask questions to find out what he thinks and you don't judge what he says. Then you repeat the same thing which he said to you, and you also address the feelings. You feel desperate, maybe that, oh yes, desperate, and you know, and then he feels understand. Then you can go into the next phase where you are, where you say, would you be interested to hear how I see this whole problem? And then you say only how you feel it, not what he does wrong or she does wrong in your perception. But I'm trying to do this as my service, and when devotees react like that, then this is a problem which arises in my service. And you go in this, I messages they are called. Then the next step is, if it goes well, you can ask for the other to give some, do you think there are some solutions? How would you like me to act in the future? You know, and so on. Then you go into the solution thing, you know. You hear what they would like you to do. And that's what I do. But it can be a little bit more complex. Gaura Bhavati can look into her books and tell us. Macht man das nicht auch, wenn man Ehekonflikte hat? Gibt es denn? Kann man auch, ja. You know, when the Zulus get it together, Zulu tribe number who against Zulu number wah wah wah. You know, if they get it together, then the Hare Krishna should be able to get it. The point. We are more non-violent, no meat, we are vegetarians, you know, and all this. Wirklich wahr, also when we go to South Africa and we may see some Zulus. Isn't it, Damodar? We have this plan. Okay, so would you like to still see the pictures of Ekachakragram? Yeah? Good. Then we will make just 2 minutes pause. I'm really interested to show them quick to you, so I have still an appointment in the evening to come, so please don't move very far away from here, unless you have to go now. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Radha Madan Mohan ki, Om.